Hey, welcome back. It's the North Florida Sports Network. We're going to talk about the draft. We're going to go through who we think should be the top picks as we get ready for Thursday night and round one of the draft. Touch on the NBA playoffs. Haven't really been any good games, except for the one last night in Denver. I got Miami contributor Justin.
Might as well start just calling me basketball contributor.
Basketball
at this point,
contributor.
Man.
Justin.
I mean, like, what
we'll
am
see,
I even
man.
About
we'll see.
Miami?
I think.
We
well, yeah. I don't know, man. This football season.
Show contributor Justin.
Show contributor yeah. Justin. Man. There you go. Show just contributor
that.
Jimmy.
Just all topics.
Jimmy Reno here.
That guy lives in the corner.
Last
Jimmy
night,
Reno.
Man, L.A. That's a heartbreaking loss for them. They came out on fire. They were playing well. Anthony Davis was doing it all. But you look up, in the second half, the Nuggets found their way back. And at the end, Jamal Murray with the game winner. And at the end of the day, Joker with another triple-double. He just does it all.
And you know what? Somebody who didn't watch that game got from all of it early, waking up this morning, all I heard about was LeBron complaining about the officials. Nothing about the game.
Well, I mean, the Joker hit all his free throws.
Yeah. Sounds like a really good game, man. Dude hit it like the last minute, right? The last second shot.
Last season, there were close games, but the Nuggets won them all.
I think the Lakers have lost 10 consecutive games to the Nuggets right
and
now,
and they've been
dude.
Close, too. So it's hard to believe. You know, you can keep losing close games like that. But, I mean, when it was crunch time, the Lakers missed a shot. The Denver got the rebound. They didn't call timeout, which is what you do when you got a guy you trust. That's why, I mean, you got a guy like the Joker, right, who does everything. But not to mention, but you got a closer as well in Jamal Murray. And he just took over. He takes the ball, shoots a fadeaway jumper in the corner, just nothing but the bottom of the net in the face of Anthony Davis. And that was it. It was 2-0 Denver. And then that's it. That was like the only good game. You know, the Heat got blown out.
Every game this weekend was a blowout.
Do you think?
I mean, the closest one was the Sixers and the Knicks Saturday.
Right.
And I mean, still the Knicks won by like 7 or 8 points. And again, the Sixers kind of kept it close with the Knicks again last night, but couldn't close it out yet again, man. I mean, I think we got to start questioning Embiid at this point. I mean, I know he's not healthy, but dude's never made it out of the second round of the playoffs.
No, that's true. He has.
You can't keep saying, like, I hear all these talking heads talking about Embiid is up there with, you know, the David Robinsons and the Hakeem Olajuwons as, like, these all-time great centers. It's like, dude, win more than one playoff series.
Right. Yeah.
Right. Like, he's got a great skill set. I mean, I love Joel Embiid, but we can't keep calling him great when he apparently is just a guy that pads stats.
Yeah, I mean, you're talking about Hakeem now.
Right.
And the Admiral.
Like, but you're right, though.
You can't be – you're right. You're
about,
exactly
this
right.
This is where you make a name for yourself is this time in the playoffs. I mean, we'll see if anybody can steal game
slow
two.
Slow L Embiid right
here,
now, man.
But
chubby,
the Suns did
slow,
not look
down.
Ready – The Pelicans came up a little bit short. They almost got one.
Well, a healthy Zion coming back for the Pelicans could mean something this series.
I mean, they got close against – that's a 1-8 matchup that's a little close. That could be a good series right there.
You guys think the Magic are done? Not even going to get a win?
They're just – they don't have enough. They don't have enough.
They can't shoot.
I was at – if you watched – we talked about it. I picked the Magic. I was completely picking with my heart. I had.
Yes, I did too.
I mean, first of all, the Cavs have experience, and Donovan Mitchell has been in the playoffs several times and been in some huge matchups, and that and scored a lot of points, like over 50, a bunch. So that experience alone is more than anyone on the court. So had that with he. They have a pretty good squad there, and there's just nobody that on the Magic yet that you can say it's going to take over the game.
Yeah, you can't score in the mid-80s in an NBA playoff game
and
expect to win.
Right. But, I mean, I like what they're doing. It's a great season for Orlando. I mean, they just need to add maybe a big free agent or something.
They need to get a shooter, because that's one thing they're seriously lacking is just like a killer shooter. Like when I was watching the Knicks game the other day, like a Buddy Hield would fit really well in Orlando, because that's Knicks, exactly man. What they need.
I was wrong. I thought they would bow out. You know, they got the 2 seed late. You know, I thought it was just, you know, great, you know, end of the season streak, you know, when not many people are playing and arresting people and you're getting ready for the playoffs or whatnot. But they were able to squeeze out those 2 games. I don't know. That's a series I still see going maybe 6 or 7. I don't know about the other ones in the East. Looks like I was wrong about Indiana, but we'll see. I haven't seen one really play of the Pacers yet. But let's...
Poor Pacers, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's still early in all these series.
It really is, and it goes back and forth.
Once you lose a home game, that's when an NBA playoff series starts.
Team loses. I forgot about that. You know, that's the rule.
Yeah.
The rule.
Right. So you can have a series that finishes and never starts.
Yeah, we're basically still in the play-in.
Right. Exactly. All right. Well, it's also draft week, finally. It feels like feels like it's been forever, but all the hoopla is coming to an end. We got draft round one Thursday night.
There's really no mystery to the number one
pick. So we're going to say, who would you take number one if you were Chicago?
Well, anybody that's listening to this podcast since day one knows exactly who I'm taking if I'm the GM of the Chicago Bears. And it's Drake May.
Wow.
There's no question about it in my mind. I think Caleb Williams is a bust.
Okay.
I don't see anything. I haven't seen Caleb Williams win ever.
Well, I did. I saw him do good things. I saw him play really well at Oklahoma ever since day one. I think he's been one of those guys who's been the highest rated dude. He's won a Heisman Trophy. He picked up the ball one time and he ran for a touchdown. After, like, he fumbled it.
Yeah. Listen.
Yeah, that ain't going to happen in the NFL.
Right. All right.
You know what's going to happen in the NFL? He's going to fumble it and look like Cam Newton in the Super Bowl.
Exactly. Here's what bothers me about Caleb Williams is he just seems to rely on nothing other than his God-given talent in games. And when you get to the NFL, everybody up there has that special God-given talent.
Hey, that's everybody. What I remember. That's what I remember from his time at Oklahoma. Yeah, I never saw him being an elite quarterback at Oklahoma. I saw him being a great athlete.
Right.
Yeah.
Probably the best arm in the draft, other than Joe Milton. But like in terms of being able to hit your target, best arm in the draft.
So you're taking Drake May one if you're Chicago. Who are you taking one if you're Chicago, Jimmy?
Me? If I'm Chicago, I would have traded that pick. I would not have gotten rid of Justin Fields. I'm trading and building up that offensive line, which is still going to be a problem. And now you're going to have Caleb Williams running around. He's going to look just like Kyler Murray, except a little bit bigger. It's going to be that gunslinger. I mean, it's why they're the Bears. It's why they're the Bears. It's why they never have a good quarterback. It's why they, you know.
Well, this is the kind of you take a chance on – this guy might be that generational talent.
But what do you have around him?
Just have to find
him.
A coach to coach him. So he'll, you know, look at last year. They drafted Young out of Alabama, and he had nothing around him. So,
well, his coach didn't even want him.
Chicago's got more than Carolina. And I think the fact that a lot of people want him, you know, he'll get – what's going to happen in the locker room when people rag him about his nails or something?
Well, what
he had a little LA. Everybody goes out there, you know, goes a little gay.
I don't think that he has the maturity that Justin Fields has when he was coming out of the draft. You know, everything Justin Fields went through at the University of Georgia, transferring up to Ohio State.
What's crazy is that we'll find out. I mean, it's supposed to be a consensus number one pick here. I mean, it's coming to the that's just maybe all the hype, but
no, I mean,
there's no drama about
really
who's going
to
be the pick.
And I wanted to keep my job. Yeah, and yeah,
they've already gotten rid of Field, and they're taking Williams, and
I think he's a bust too.
All right, well, so who would you take? So you're going to try to trade, but if you had to take one,
if I had to take one quarterback,
and you had to step up there, and your job's on the line, who are you taking out of these four quarterbacks that are probably going to go top of the draft.
Out of all those QBs, I would probably lean towards May as well, just because of the adversity that he's faced. But that's I'm not taking a QB. That's
oh, you're gonna do the what is that, the draft day move?
That's right.
Oh man. Oh yeah.
Oh, Sonny Weaver.
Sonny Weaver, there we go. That's that time of year, baby.
That's right.
It is that time of year. We'll have to get there later. We'll
find me a linebacker.
Which one of these guys is not getting in? We got to check the birthday party invites for all the quarterbacks.
That's right. Nobody's going to Caleb Williams' birthday.
Right.
Are you kidding me?
Well, I mean, we had the Will Levis. I thought he was the Bo Callahan if there ever was in real life.
Man. I mean, he sat there in the green room.
Yeah.
Hey, to be fair to Caleb Williams, his mom would show up there so he could bawl uncontrollably while she hugged him because nobody else showed up.
I don't know, man. I guess I'll take Caleb Williams if I was the Bears in my job, depending on it.
Right, because you're going to put whatever butts in seats, and right, he's going to come in, and you know, that's all anybody cares about.
Really. I've seen him play. You're right. And you just got to hope, you know, if you're an NFL coach, you should be good enough to coach him. You know, I mean,
it's one thing I know about Matt Eberflus.
Yeah.
Is that he's got the chops. How many wins does he have as head coach? Like 9?
Maybe. You know, I mean, they say where they're starting to lose close games. Maybe they need to take that other step. I mean, who knows?
It's the NFL, man. You lose close games.
Yeah. Chicago haven't had a star at quarterback. I mean,
since the old Marlboro man himself, right? Jay Cutler.
He's day one going to be like the biggest star that Chicago's had at that position.
Right.
In a long time.
All the rumors about them trying to trade and get Marvin Harrison Jr.
Well, like, New England's taken offers for three. That's going to be interesting because Minnesota hit the coordinator there was the high school coach of Drake May. So
that fit would be perfect.
Right. Yeah. So if you could go, if you're one of these quarterbacks, usually if you're taken at the top of the draft, you can get one of these teams that has talent to trade up and get you. That's ideal for you because
that's a win-win right there.
If you don't have weapons and if you don't have a team around you, good luck. I mean, you saw what happened to Young last year, and it can be rough.
You get the right situation, and you're looking at that Steelers with Roethlisberger right type.
And that's why maybe one of these quarterbacks, you know, but the top of the draft, who's going to be the next level? You have kind of the same way at receiver. You got the first three guys that are going to get taken. I mean, you could very well have all quarterback and receiver, the top 7 picks of this draft, maybe.
Yeah.
That could
happen. That'd be great for everybody down on the backside of that draft. If the top 7 picks are all receivers and quarterbacks, man. You're gonna be able to draft like the number 2 guy on your board at number 12.
Yep. Once they go in bunches. That's been the tendency of the receivers. Out of all, do the same thing for about these group of receivers. Out of all the receivers, if your job's on the line, you need a receiver. You're Arizona because they're probably gonna take receiver. What are they picking, 5? Right.
Something like that. I don't know. I don't pay attention to the Cardinals.
All right. Well, you're the first in every mock draft. I haven't taken receiver. All right. So, Justin, who are you taking out of all these receivers?
You've got to take Marvin Harrison, man. He's the most well-rounded one. Right. I mean, like, you got a speedster kid out of LSU, but I mean, we've seen these speedster receivers that get drafted that only run one route and how they turn out. Marvin Harrison Jr. can run the whole route tree. He's got great hands. He's got the speed. He's got the size. I mean, I don't see how you could pass on Marvin Harrison Jr. if you needed a wide receiver, right?
Arizona has the 4th pick. So, unless you see the trade there, you could very well see, someone's going to come up and try to get J.J. McCarthy. I see the Chargers probably trading with the Harbaugh being there. I see them trading down.
Oh, yeah, the Chargers, I've already heard plenty of talk about the Chargers. Like, maybe nothing official, but it makes way too much sense for the Chargers.
If not, they're going to get a receiver.
A tackle.
You get a weapon. If they're going to stay at five, you're going to draft. They're going to see them get a receiver. But I say they're probably going to draft down. So you're taking Harris. What about you, Jimmy? If you're out of all these receivers, you taking Neighbors over him or?
No, I'm not taking either one of the LSU guys.
Okay.
If there was an argument to be made, I think it would be the kid from Washington. But
Rome Odunze.
Just
Odunze,
because the offense that he played in, and the fact that, you know, Michael Penix was actually one of the worst accurate quarterbacks in terms of throwing on target. A lot of the catches that those receivers made in Washington were quote unquote outside the normal catch radius. Whatever. That's nerd stats. I agree with Justin, dude. I don't think that you cannot draft Marvin Harrison Jr. I mean, the kid is, you know, he comes from NFL greatness. And everything he said is true. Maybe the whole route tree, he's got the speed, right, the size. You know,
so it's probably Arizona that's going to trade.
Yeah.
Because you're going to see someone like Daniel Jones is out. That experiment's over. So the Giants are going to come up and get.
There's been a lot of talk of the Giants being really interested in May. I hope for that kid's sake that's not who picks him up.
That's going to be the fight. That'll be the thing to watch. Because right now you're saying, I think it's even though Justin likes May, and, you know, it really depends on who goes to the best situation for them. And, you know, that could happen a lot differently. I mean, because you never know if Mahomes works out if it's not Andy Reid and the Chiefs. So it's really tough when you're at the top of the draft and you're going to these bad teams. But I see the Giants coming in and taking, and a lot of people like J.J. McCarthy. I don't
get it.
Yeah.
It's because I do not get it.
He's won.
I like him in like the fourth round. Like,
yeah, he's Zach Wilson again, dude. He's Zach Wilson who had a very impressive pro day, and that's it.
Yeah, and these pro days, man, these things are so orchestrated.
Except he played
now
at Michigan and not BYU.
Right. He played for Harbaugh. But no, man, not a first round pick. No.
Well, that's who they're gonna get if the Giants are trading up. They're gonna get someone's trading up to get him. And Drake May.
It feels like some franchises like refuse to just sit this one out, you know? Like, guys, we're not going to get our QB in this draft. Let's just try to take a shot next year. But like the Giants keep doing the same thing over and over again.
I'll say this though about Jaden Daniels though. I mean, he has an ability that nobody has. I mean, he can take it to the house on his legs. Nobody can do that.
But him and Drake May are the two QBs at the top of the draft I like the best.
Right. Yeah.
But Drake May is fast and he is big, but he doesn't.
Yeah, he's
not
a
have
big
a
athletic
level
kid, man.
Like Jaden Daniels.
No.
No, Jaden Daniels can take, like you said,
a Lamar Jackson gear.
He's got the extra gear that he needs.
And I think he throws it better than Jackson did coming out. But Jackson threw it pretty good.
It just looks unorthodox.
Yeah, it does.
And Jackson was a kid people were trying to make a wide receiver, a defensive back, his whole high school career. Daniels has been groomed at quarterback. So he's going to look a little more polished mechanically. But
who's going to trade up for the third pick? Because if you like Drake May, and you know there's somebody that feels the same way that Justin does, who's going to be that team? Minnesota, watch out for them, I would say.
Minnesota makes the most sense to me.
Yeah, if I was the May family, I would be rooting for that.
I mean, you have the familiarity with the coach and staff.
Yeah, and it's a good coaching staff too, his name.
It is a good coaching staff. I like them as well as the Brown staff.
And he's got weapons. Yeah. And he's already got weapons on the team, man. I mean, Jordan Addison started coming on strong last year with Justin Jefferson out. They got Justin Jefferson coming back.
Yeah, that's good.
I mean, Drake May will pick apart defenses in the NFC North with those weapons.
You kind of look at UNC and what he did with Josh Downs, and you get to the NFL and you got a better Josh Downs than Jordan Addison, and that's just with Justin Jefferson on the outside, man.
First four quarterbacks, you know, because I always, you know, if you look at it a while ago or if you watch the rankings, J.J. McCarthy is the late one that's stacked up the most after the play is stopped. You know, I was hearing about, you know, Caleb Williams forever.
Right.
You know, he's always been the projected number one.
I just feel like McCarthy is right. the propaganda machine that kind of comes with.
He's all the way ahead of the next round. So who do you like out of Bo Nix or Penix or that next
I like Bo Nix, man. I like Bo Nix. I really like Bo Nix. Dude, I think Bo Nix to Denver is the move. Okay. I think he fits with Sean Payton's offense this perfectly, dude. Nix is mobile enough. I mean, it's a perfect fit.
I think Payton is a great coach.
Because the short passes and
for Bo Nix's mentality,
right?
To be able to just calm that down when right. he's calm and just going without thinking.
Yeah,
I mean, you saw what he did to Dory.
He can be kind of Drew Brees-esque.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I that would be kind of a natural fit. Penix, I have a lot of questions.
They went and got. They went and just got the guy. From the Jets.
Yeah, I don't know why they did that other than
because they got him for nothing and he's talented and will, you know, if anybody, like you just said about this guy, if Peyton can get that of one of the guys, he finds out which one's better.
Right. If you can he seems to be
able both first round talents. If you get them both in the first round, it really doesn't matter which one you can tap into.
Yeah. He just wants somebody that's all about football. And I think, you know, Bo Nix is coming from a football family.
Right. Wilson, you know, he came from out there and then he went to New York. So this will get him back towards the mountains, you know. And I think it's one of those, you know, if you get drafted in the first round, you get longer. People are going to try to, if it doesn't work for you in the first team, you're going to be a project for at least a couple more.
You can hang around a lot longer.
Well, actually, you know why? I just thought of this. Why Zach Wilson is a good fit in Denver?
Yeah,
because all his mom's friends live out there.
Right, that's exactly. I mean, it's just the familiarity. Yeah, I'm just saying, going to BYU and playing there, and then just he's still young. He's still younger than some.
Yeah,
of the quarterbacks.
He's what, like 23.
Yeah, so I think. going out to be the freaking quarterback of the Jets.
That's a miserable place to be a quarterback.
Right. So I mean, that's what you see there is value, and that's what Sean Payton's tapping into. That'll be interesting to see. What the Broncos do at quarterback with that move now, if they take one or if they don't, that'll be a telltale sign. You know, watch the guy out of Tulane.
Yeah, Michael Pratt.
Pratt.
I like him a lot.
Yeah.
I was hoping that he would, a couple years ago, jump in the portal and FSU would even make it.
And it's just tough. You know, if you see a guy, I mean, Jordan Travis, yeah, I don't know if he'll get a chance. If he late round, maybe somebody takes a flyer.
If he got drafted just because nobody's seen him post injury.
Right.
I imagine he'll get interviews. It would have been, maybe private workouts, man. I mean,
oh, he'll get it. Someone's going to take a chance. He's a quarterback.
Dude, if I got a late round draft pick and I need quarterback depth, I absolutely take Jordan Travis.
Especially what happened with a guy like Purdy. You know what I'm saying? Like that's going to change mentality here. They're going to be like, man, you see a quarterback with that kind of experience, it's worth a shot, you know?
Yeah.
It really is.
This is going to be a big season for the whole Brock Purdy thing.
If you in the right situation, you put the right guy and you can see like a guy like Travis, if he's healthy. I could see him working.
But Travis would actually work really well in the Dolphins offense.
Yeah, it's just health.
Man, yeah.
With him, it's health, you know, and that's what's always been the case.
Dude,
so
timing routes, that speed, if he doesn't lose too much of that speed.
Because what impressed me the most the last couple of years is his efficiency. He didn't turn the ball over. And that's what you got to have in the NFL. Okay, so that's what else you guys in the first round. What else are the big stories in the first round? I'm looking forward, you know, because, you know, you can tell FSU's made it back kind of now that you can see, oh, there's going to be guys drafted in the top of the draft. And nobody had it better than when the Miami Hurricanes had so many draft picks in the first round. And that's how you can tell Miami hasn't been good.
Well, as we get closer,
it was like Miami, Justin, who are you looking forward to Miami getting, who's drafted out of Miami?
I'm interested to see the two safeties, man.
Yeah, Kitchens.
Kitchens and Williams.
That's it, though, right?
I can't think of anybody else. I mean, that's like maybe what's his name? Colby Young,
right?
The wide receiver is a later round pick.
I thought he transferred to Georgia. He's playing
for
Georgia.
Oh, that's right, he did just transfer.
He got drafted by the Bulldogs, man.
Semi-pro.
So that's what sucks is like when he gets drafted now, he's going to say out of Georgia.
Maybe, or just say out of whatever high
school. That's what you do.
But as we get closer to the draft, man, it you know, Jared Verse seems to just
dynamite on that one, Justin. I love it.
Falling. I've seen some that got.
Yeah, Seymour. I think Jared, you're getting a good pick there. I would take him. Yeah. I mean, he's so strong and he's fast.
But he's right now he's the only one.
He's got a motor
in the first round from.
If you're gonna the FSU. Best two line, I mean Fisk. And Verse are going to work because they have motors, and they love the game. They're from like they've been places that nobody thought they'd be there. They've done it the hard way, and I'm a fan of both those guys. I mean, they're both transfers. Looks like they're both transfers.
I was actually going to bring up Fisk because he reminds me of the D tackle for the Dolphins, Sealer, right. Whatever. Yeah, the guy that played next to Christian Wilkins.
Right. He's a guy that you can rely on at that position. That's going to a tough dude.
Hey, you got to have those guys. I mean,
and what was great about Fisk this last year is you didn't really in the beginning of the season, you didn't really see it, but he was there just bulldozing away. And then like, as the season wears on, he was still there doing it and it got better. That's looked at in the NFL, like the grind only continues to get more.
Yeah.
And his ability to stay strong and get and improve, I'm thinking someone's really likes him already. You know, you're gonna get a good player.
There's a few Fisky. I mean, dude, if the timing is right, I'd be shocked if the Colts don't pick him.
Right.
It's just a matter of, you know, if they got to do it in the second round or the first round.
So that's the question I'm looking for. I'm seeing if the Noles get how many they get in the first round or if any.
I think Verse is pretty much.
And you could see the wild cards are Keon Coleman
and Fisky.
And Fisk.
Yeah. But
those
I think
are probably day two guys.
Yep.
If you had to bet on it.
Right.
I think someone takes Coleman in the first.
Right.
I think somebody at the end of the first.
The position is so. The position is such a. You mean you see it? You've seen it the last few years, right? when receivers start to go, and if it goes like we think we are, the top three are going to be taken like that off the board. There's going to be a next. He's going to be like, oh, who's the top receiver? We got to have a guy.
Yeah.
And this is a guy that can produce in the red zone, and it's all about scoring points. I agree with you.
If he's on the board when the 49ers pick,
I think he's going to go late first.
I think it's a certainty that the 49ers are going wide receiver. If he's on the board and they don't pick him,
right?
How about Keon Coleman to the Chiefs?
Ooh man, yeah,
there we go.
Chiefs are desperate for a wide receiver now.
I could see that. You know, you get a
last pick in the first round. It makes perfect sense again.
There you go.
Well,
damn. I don't want that.
Yeah, suck on that, Mel Kiper.
Well, we got to go. That's our ride. But the playoffs continue. You know,
yeah, the Heat get curb stomped on Wednesday. Just an FYI.
What's different about this Boston team than the last few years?
Porzingis.
Yeah.
It's all Porzingis, dude. That guy is a freak. He's an alien.
Right. And then when you get him as like the third wheel now.
Yeah, that's just one hell of a pressure. Third wheel.
Yeah, exactly. I was just like, when you bring him in, you kind of just like ditched it. It didn't work with the hustle team, with all the guys that worked their butts off. That team was good, but it wasn't good enough. So they made the moves to bring in the guys around Jaylen Brown and Tatum, like Porzingis.
So that was Drew Holiday.
Drew Holiday again, another guy that. Man, what two guys that there's no pressure on. You can bring in a guy like Drew Holiday, who's been on Team USA. Again, he's going to be on Team USA moving forward. That has been the difference. I mean, what was the little feisty dude they had? That one defensive player of the year for the Celtics last couple years
ago? Marcus Smart.
Yeah, they had Smart. He's a fan favorite and a hard dude. You don't want to try him, but you improved.
Years old, right?
You improved. You got an Olympian type player, a guy that can lock down defensively in Drew Holiday, and then you got a freak and a matchup nightmare in Porzingis to go along with Jaylen Brown and Tatum. So yeah, good luck. You think the Heat? Good luck.
And they still got that son of a bitch that I can't stand, Derek White.
Yeah.
And Derek White played great in game one against us on Saturday.
That's true. He is. That is a son of a bitch. That's all.
That's the only way to describe him.
Oh, crap. We got him. Oh, and he gets you.
I'm going to say that 10 times a game when I watch the Heat play the Celtics. Son of a bitch, Derek White.
FSU baseball, they got lost a series to Wake. The bullpen is the problem there. That's what Jimmy Reno is telling you. They got a big series at Duke coming up. They're playing tonight at home. We'll watch that. The draft this weekend. And the transfer portal is going crazy. We got to have that one coming up to you as well. If you haven't done so, download and subscribe wherever you get your podcast. And you can like and follow on YouTube. We'll talk to you next time right here on the North Florida Sports Network.
We had to go. Our ride was here. We got a shuttle to our